我跟弟兄姐妹一起分享信息。
It's my great honor to be here today to share God's words with all the brothers and sisters today.
我们典藏教母小组出来有好几个月了。
Our church has the team looking for the new pastor for a couple months already.
所以，如果你能看到的话，我们几个弟兄有讲到的时候，有一些不同的特点。
So you can see some difference between among our brothers.
我们黄金弟兄他对我们的教会的怎么运作非常有负担。
Brother Huang Jing knows how our church operates.
他会在教会的运作中给大家一起来分享他的看见。
And he shares a lot of the great ideas and suggestions with all the brothers and sisters.
我们志强弟兄是一个很有名的心脏科医生。
And Brother Zhi Qiang is a very famous heart surgeon.
所以你会看到他在做心脏手术的刀就向你挥来。
And you can see the kind of the surgeon knife just cut into your heart.
我们的另外一位弟兄，他真的是上台的时候就为大家做祷告。
And another brother, Nai Pei, he prays for everyone in the church.
你会看到他为教会的真的负担虔心的祷告，让我感动。
And it really touched my heart whenever he prays for everyone here.
大家只记得我讲到的时候都会讲吃喝，
Everyone remembers that I'm just talking about eating and drinking.
所以今天我会给大家一起分享哥罗西书的2章16到19节。
So today I'm going to share Colossians chapter 2, verse 16 to 19 with.
那这两节经文就会讲到在教会里面怎么样的吃喝。
And those two verses will talk about how we eat and drink.
那我跟大家分享一件很奇怪的一件事情。我从小长大的时候，家里其实很穷。
I'm going to share something really interesting. When I was born and raised in China, our family was really poor.
我跟两个儿子讲，我们小时候一年我只能吃到一次肉。
I can probably just eat one time the meat.
偶尔有几年的时候能吃到一条鱼，
And some years maybe a fish.
但是回想起来我没有觉得缺乏。
But when looking back, I don't feel lacking.
那相反，我家里两个儿子长大了那么多了以后，吃到很多东西。
And on the contrary, now I have two sons and they can eat whatever
但
they
他们
can.
经常抱怨说猪肉太肥了。
But they sometimes complain,
那牛肉就有点老。
the pork is too fatty and the beef is too chewy.
海鲜呢又太腥，
The seafood is too fishy,
所以经常是没完没了。那身上穿的就更明显了。
and particularly about the clothing, it's more obvious.
我们小时候长大的时候，过年的时候就可以拿一套新的衣服。
And in the Chinese New Year, we can just probably get a pair of new shoes or clothes.
有的时候妈妈会做一双布鞋，然后觉得很幸福。
And I feel so grateful my mom will make a pair of shoes for me.
现在我们家两个儿子球鞋都有几十双。
And two of my sons, they have kind of dozens of sneakers at home.
那新的赛季开始的时候，他说：“爸爸，我没有鞋。
And when the new season begins and they complain, Dad, I do not have new shoes.
”所以，我们回来看看保罗给我们的提醒，在教会里面是怎么样来讲究吃喝和穿。
So today we're going to see how Paul reviews what should we do with in terms of clothing and eating.
你知道我们做基督徒的时候，就会发现，就是说没有基督了以后，什么都不重要。
When we're not Christian, we realize it's not important to have everything.
主耶稣来了以后，他说：“我为所有的事情来，就是为真理做见证。
When Jesus Christ came, he is kind of just to prove we, sorry.
”Jesus is the
这是
reality。
the, sorry.
就是离开了主耶稣了以后，我们所活的、所穿的都是一些假的东西。
So when we live without Jesus Christ, everything is kind of false.
那我给大家分享过好多次，《哥罗西书》是保罗写给哥罗西教会的一封特别的书信。
I've shared many times the Colossians is a special letter that Paul writes to the church.
里面详细的介绍了一个在教会里面我们应该认识的一个基督的样子。
And in that, it shares what we should do in the church.
相反的，如果你要想了解是一个属基督的一个教会应该是什么样子的，我建议你去读以弗所书。
So if you want to understand the Church of Christ, it's recommended to read the book of Ephesians.
那圣经里面的一本本书信就像是写给教会的一个情书，
So it's like a love letter that Paul writes to the church.
是主耶稣写给教会的。
It's of a Lord who writes to the church.
啊，里面包含了主耶稣的一个心愿。
It has of a Lord's intentions.
那耶稣自己也讲过，他说对着这个比拉多说：“我是王，我来就是为真理做见证。
And the Lord said to Pilate that I'm the king, I'm here to testify the truth to
”
you.
这些书信里面，他要把真实的一面展露给我们。
And he's going to reveal all the truth to us.
那我有许多朋友，他们看圣经的时候，他觉得不合理。
And many of my friends, they do not fully understand the Bible.
那有的时候给他们分享，因为你在看别人的情书。
And that's because they are reading the love letter from other people.
那我们回到我们这今天的讲到的一个题目是：基督是一切的实际。
So now, just going back to the topic today, the reality in Christ.
就是保罗在哥罗西书2章16到19节的时候，就提醒教会的弟兄姐妹。
So Paul reminds brothers and sisters in Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16 to 19.
在这个世界里面，一切的这个生活的吃穿的问题，都是后世的影儿。
So all aspects of the worldly life, such as food and clothing, are merely shadow of things to come.
所有的实际就全在基督里面。
But the substance belong to Christ.
那请大家翻到哥罗西书2章16到19节。
Let's look at Colossians chapter 2, verses 16 to 19.
那我们给大家念一遍。
I'm going to read for you.
所以不拘在饮食上，或节期、月数、安息日，都不可让人论断你们。这些原是后世的影儿，那形体却是基督。不可让人因着故意谦虚和敬拜天使，就夺去你们的奖赏。这等人拘泥在所见过的，随着自己的欲心，无故的自高自大。不持定元首，全身既然靠着他，紧接得以相助联络，就应神大得长进。
Therefore, do not let anyone judge you by what you eat or drink, or with regard to a religious festival, a new moon celebration, or a Sabbath day. These are a shadow of the things that were to come. The reality, however, is found in Christ. Do not let anyone who delights in false humility and the worship of angels disqualify you. Such a person also goes into great detail about what they have seen. They are puffed up with idle notions by their unspiritual mind. They have lost connection with the head, from whom the whole body, supported and held together by its ligaments and sinews, grows as God causes it to grow.
我们低头，我们做一个简单的祷告。
Let's say a short prayer.
亲爱的，我们的天父，我们感谢你，
Our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you
你赐给我们这一本书圣经，
for giving us the Bible
可以来一起来读你赐给我们的话语。
so that we can come together to read your words.
愿圣灵充满我们这个圣殿，
May the Holy Spirit fill us and our church,
让我们可以讲得明白。
enabling us to speak clearly.
听得合理，
And listen with understanding,
我们一起来，生命得到长进，
so that we may grow in life together.
一切荣耀都归给你。
All glory to be you.
耶稣的名祷告
In Jesus' name we pray.
，Amen。
Amen.
我们这些上了一点点年纪的人，特别向往一个过平安的生活。
So those of us who are elderly particularly long for a restful life.
不像这些年轻人，他们天天想的是怎么长大。
Unlike those young youth who's just looking how to grow up
几千
quickly.
年前，曾经有一个很有名的神学家叫奥古斯丁，
Thousands years ago, the famous theologian Augustine.
他讲过一句话非常有名。
And he said a very famous verse.
他说：“神为我，他自己造了我们。”
God created us for Himself.
我们无法得到安息，直到他在神里面找到安息。
And we cannot get peace or progress in any aspect of life until we
那
make
我们
progress
刚
in the
才
Lord
读的
Jesus.
那几章几节经文，刚好是另外一个方面赐给年轻人的。
And the verses we just read are what we want to share with the youth today.
那哥罗西书2章16到19节，如果把它翻译成另外一个方式的，就是这样的。
And there's another interpretation of Colossians chapter 2, verse 16 to 19.
神为自己造了这些年轻人。
God created youth for himself.
那我们不去吃穿住行就不能长进，
And we cannot progress in any aspect of life.
直到主耶稣基督在我们里面得到长进。
Until we make progress in Jesus Christ.
我刚才给他讲过，我说我最出名的就是吃喝，OK。
I'm kind of famous in the church about talking about eating
有的
and.
时候你会发现，几十年过去了，人家只记得你吃喝。
And after a couple of decades, people will only remember you what you talk about eating and drinking.
1个月前，我有一个几十年前的同学的女儿，她在大学毕业了。
A few months ago, a friend's daughter who graduated from college.
然后我就给她联系下，我说：“那叔叔就祝贺你一下。”
And I connect with her and say congrats. I want to say congrats to her.
然后他告诉我，他说我知道你叔叔，
And she said, I remember you, uncle.
他说你就是那个偷鸡蛋的，
And she said, you are the one that who stole the eggs.
他说你很聪明。
And you are very smart.
那我就觉得很奇怪，我说偷鸡蛋为什么跟聪明连在一起？
And how the smartness can be connected with stealing eggs.
然后他就给我讲，他说我妈妈给我讲的。
And she told me that my mom once told me.
因为我们那个小时候，其实家里不多，
And when I was young, there was not many eggs at home.
唯一好吃的就是那个鸡蛋，是不
The
是？
only delicious thing that we can have is the eggs.
但是妈妈告诉我们，这个鸡蛋不能随便吃的。
But my mom told us that eggs are very precious. You
那
cannot eat very often.
客人来了以后，你才可以，我们可以尝一点。
And we can only taste a few when we have a guest.
所以呢，我就学了一招。
So I learned something tricky.
然后那个鸡蛋呢，偷偷拿出来敲一个洞，
I just knock a crack, little crack on the eggshell.
然后拿个麦秆呢，就是插进去，
And use a straw
然后就吸了，
and drink from the next shell,
然后
eggshell.
怕妈妈知道，所以把那个鸡蛋又放回去，是不是？
And then put the egg back to the basket.
所以就做了这些事情。
And this is something silly.
40-50年过去了。
After 40, almost 50 years,
下一代人只记得这个叔叔是偷鸡蛋的。
the next generation only remembers me as the one who stole eggs.
所以有的时候我们要非常在乎我们吃什么、喝什么、什么时候吃、什么时候喝。
So we need to be very careful when we choose to eat and drink.
啊，同样在主耶稣在圣经里面都教导我们应该注意吃喝。
And also in the Bible, our Lord teaches us how to drink and eat.
因为你不吃喝的时候就会死人。
Because without drinking or eating, our life will be
所以创
come to
世纪
an end.
的时候，创造了亚当夏娃的时候，神给他们第一个命令就是吃喝的问题。
So when God creates Adam and Eve, He allowed them to eat and drink.
他说：“耶和华吩咐他说，园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃。”只是分别善恶树上的果子，你不可以吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
So the Lord told Adam and Eve to choose not to eat the fruit from the tree, of life.
所以在有神在乎他们，就有些东西应该吃，来补充他们的营养。
So God cares so much of them and let them to get enough nutrition.
但是有些树上的东西你不能吃，
But some of the fruits from the trees we should never eat.
那就是亚当夏娃就是受了一个蛇的欺骗，然后最后就死亡，就进到这个世界。
So Adam and Eve, they listened to the snake and chose from the wrong tree. And the death came into the world.
这非常可惜的一件事情。
It's really a sad thing.
那后来就是他们在以色列出到埃及又进到旷野的时候，
So when the people they came out of the Egypt to the wilderness,
对呀，上千年过去了，
after thousands of years.
那神的选民因为饥荒的问题就下到埃及。
They came to Egypt due to a famine.
那没吃的就要去到挪到地方去。
Because there's no food, they have to move around.
那后来在埃及就成为一个奴隶。
And they became slaves in
那神
Egypt.
就呼召摩西带领百姓出埃及。
And God called Moses to lead the people out of Egypt.
但是神又降下食物给他们。
And they gave them food.
那40年在旷野的时候就降食物给他们，天天喂养他们。
So for 40 years in the wilderness, God gave food to Moses and his people.
还得提醒他们。
And they remind them
至少有两个方面的内容。
about two things.
第一个方面是，神是喂养他们的，提供吃喝给他们的。
The Lord is one who provides food.
另外，要改变他们的胃口，
On the other hand, the Lord is changing their appetite.
让他们来追求属灵的粮食。
That I'm looking for the spiritual food.
那后来这个事情到了新约的时候，主耶稣也同样的教导他们。
And in the New Testament, the Lord teaches them the same.
那我们就是如果看到马太福音的第15章的时候，就出现一件事情。
When you look at Matthew chapter 15, something happened.
对啊，圣经里面有记载很多这样饮食的方面的规矩。
The Bible has many records of how we should eat.
那主耶稣出来传道时候，他就带着门徒来传讲神国的道理。
So when the Lord Jesus came out to preach, he brought his disciples.
那有的门徒他就没有洗手就开始吃了。
Some of his disciples does not wash his hands
那有人
before
就
eating.
批评主耶稣说：“你怎么不管教这些门徒
Some people criticize Jesus, why did you teach your disciples?
？”那主耶稣就提醒他们：“这些饮食本身其实不能影响你的生命。
So Jesus began to teach them that the food itself cannot define a person.
”另外，这些话语出来的时候，进到人心里的时候，真的是污秽人。
And rather the words come out of the mouth that go into people's heart and ears that defines a person.
所以为此，其实我非常的感谢神赐给恩典堂有很多的讲员。
And for this, I thank Lord for giving us so many speakers in our church.
就像现在来讲，我们1个月里面其实有很多的讲员预备。
Just like now, we have many speakers in our church.
每个月的第二个主日，吴牧师会回来给我们证道。
Every second Tuesday, Pastor Wu will come back and preach for us.
那第四个主日的时候，Eric 的牧师还长老的执事会给我们来讲道。
And on the fourth week, Eric will be here with us.
而且最近呢，Connie 又给我们设了一个儿童的证道的一个方式。
And Connie will lead the children's workshop,
神的
a
供应
worship.
其实是很丰富。
Sorry, can you repeat that?
神的供应非常
Oh,
丰
the
富。
supply from the Lord is very is plenty.
那其他两个、三个主日的时候，我们几个弟兄就会轮流的来传讲神的话语。
And on the other two or three weekend Sunday, four of our brothers will be here to preach for us.
我们这个教牧小组每2个礼拜我们会聚在一起讨论这些事情。
And every 2 weeks, the team of the church will gather together and talk.
有一个共同的看见，就是我们身上神真的是赐给我们话语。
And one common blessing we saw is that God really blessed our church.
哎，我们身上没有缺乏，
And we are not lacking.
那神就把这个话语自然的放在我们身上，
And God put His words on me.
让我们身上有这个负担。
And let us carry His words.
那我们就进到下面的时候，这一节经文又告诉我们应该是穿什么样的衣服。
And now the following verses will tell us what should we wear.
那衣服是表明一个外面的样子。
The clothes is appearance for all of us.
那哥罗西书2章18节的时候，他讲说，不可让人因着这些谦虚和敬拜天使，就夺去你们的奖赏。这等人居你在所见过的，随着自己的欲心，无辜的自高自大。
In Colossians chapter 2, verse 18. Do not let anyone who delights in false humility and the worship of the angels disqualify you. Such a person also goes into great detail about what they have seen. They are puffed up with idle notions by their unspiritual mind.
就在这个18节里面，保罗在提醒我们，在外面的这些卑贱和高贵都不重要。
So in this verse, Paul tells us, whatever we are estimate or humble on the outside doesn't matter.
不要因为外面的这些东西干扰了我们的敬拜和赞美。
We should not let these things interfere with our worship and praise.
那同样，我想把大家带回到创世纪的时候。
At the same time, I want to bring everyone back to the Genesis.
就是创世纪3章17节的时候，亚当和夏娃犯罪了以后做的动作。
In Genesis chapter 3, verses 7, after Adam and Eve, they did those awful things.
这里记载说，他们二人的眼睛就明亮了，才知道自己是赤身露体，便拿无花果的叶子为自己编做裙子。
Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made covering for themselves.
就我们这个神是一个很启示的神。
So our God is a revealing God.
那也就是说，神希望我们能够看见他，
Which means he wants us to see him.
明白他。
Understand him.
那另外一个方面，就我们这个神是一个隐藏的神。
And on the other hand, our God is also a hidden God.
就我们不会，也不能够完全的看见他的样子。
And we cannot fully understand him.
这当然是因为神绝对圣洁，他不能看我们的污秽。
The inability to see God is because of his holiness and our impurity.
那圣经又同时又讲说，我们这些人是按着主的形象样子造的。
And also the Bible tells us we were made in image and likeness of the Lord.
其中一个表现就是我们穿衣服。
And the one aspect of this is our clothes.
就亚当夏娃的时候，他就用无花果子把自己遮起来。
And Adam and Eve, they just use fig leaves to cover them up.
那今天我们这太太要出门的时候，就会花很多功夫来穿戴。
And our wives and our girls, they all just spend some time to carefully about their appearance when they go out.
那这些事情从创世纪的时候开始了。
And all this starts from Genesis.
那我们这些男生的话，打扮的最多也就是无花果子的裙子。
And for the boys, our males, the most we wear are just fig leaves.
因为我要给大家分享的是，一方面我们要极力的想表现出来我们的这个漂亮的一方面。
So one hand I want to share with the brother and sister here is that we want to display our beauty.
另外一个方面呢，我们这个衣服的就像尽量的遮盖我们身上的缺陷。
And on the other hand, all the clothes that we put on ourselves just to cover up our ugliness or sins.
所以穿与不穿都是很无奈。
So do you see the difference?
那我们除了这个穿戴以外，还可讲到一个就是敬拜的场所的问题。
So, in addition to the clothes, we also want to talk about the place that we worship the Lord.
圣经也给了我们很多这方面的内容。
And the God, the Bible also gives us a lot of wisdom.
那大家阅读旧约圣经的时候，最大的障碍是什么？
So, what is the biggest obstacle when you read the Old Testament?
那有的人会说这么多人名都记不住。
Some people say there are so many people's names.
有多少人读完创世纪？
How many people have read or finished Genesis?
到出埃及记？
Exodus?
那有没有到利未、民数、生命？
Leviticus, and on.
那很多人是读到出埃及的后半部分就停下来。
Some people might just stop at the second half of Exodus.
因为出埃及记后半部分的除了衣服就是房子。
Because it talks mainly about clothes and houses.
所以我有的时候开玩笑，就是出埃及记带出来两个大的产业。
So sometimes I joke that Exodus brings out two major industries.
一个是服装事业。
One is apparel.
一个是建筑行业。
The other one is construction.
所以你要想在这两方面有发展的话，你回去读出埃及记就可以。
So if you want to be successful in those two industries, just go back and read this.
那我们来看一下主看中的那个房子，就是我们的圣殿。
So let's look at the house, the place that of the Lord.
所以你这个圣殿的话，它分几个层次。
So the holy place has multiple layers.
三个范围。第一个范围是在外院里头。
The first one is the outer. In the outer court, there are two mainly displays.
一个是叫铜祭坛,
one is the bronze altar,
还有一个是洗桌盘,
and the basin of washing.
那这些东西的功用是拿来洗的,
and those two are used for the people to wash themselves, to clean us, before going to the holy place. Then inside the holy place,
圣山圣所里面就有三样东西,
there are three things:
金灯台, 橙色饼, 和金香坛,
the lampstand table of shadow bread, altar of incense.
那神就借着这几样物品就提醒我们,
and the Lord reminds us with these things.
那金灯台是用个纯金把它打造起来的,
it's all made in pure gold.
这个是点亮了一个提醒我们身上的一个黑暗,
is to light up the darkness on our body.
橙色饼是提醒我们的缺乏,
the other one is to remind us of we are lacking.
金香坛是讲究的是我们真的是显出我们身上的恶臭,
it's going to show off the sin or the ugliness of our own body.
只有我们身上得到洁净和 圣洁了以后，我们才进到圣所里头。
Only after we clean up a body, we can then go to the holy
只有进到施恩宝座的时候，只有进到至圣所的时候，我们才能见到施恩的宝座。
Then until we go to the holy of the holies, we can see pray to the Lord.
所以从那个时候开始的时候，人就想望着能够见到神。
So at that time, people are long for the Lord.
那只有在出埃及的时候，有一个人，他常常跟神在一起。
And only there's only one people who's always with the Lord.
在出埃及记的时候，后面的部分34章35节的时候，就记录了一件事情。
There's one thing in Exodus chapter 4, 34, verses
所以在圣经里面记载的神与人面对面的，不是大祭司亚伦。
So the person who faced Lord is not the highest priest Aaron,
却是摩西,
but it is Moses.
就是摩西进到帐幕里面跟神面对面,
and it's Moses who met God face to face.
这个神的话一落到摩西脸上的时候，他脸上就发光。
So when God's words falling on Moses' face, his face has the radiance.
那我有的时候在思考，这脸上的光到底是什么？
And sometimes I'm thinking, what is the radiant?
这是脸上发出来是神的这个荣耀，百姓看了都害怕。
That's a glory from the Lord and makes people afraid.
那我后来在新约的时候就讲到，有些人讲神的话语的时候，他脸上就发光。
And in the New Testament, when people are talking about God's words, their face will shine.
我真的是每期望每一个主日弟兄姐妹们能够这里的时候，愿神的话语也同样的领到大家。So
every Sunday when we gather here, may God's word came upon every brother and sister when we're here.
也同样的这个荣耀就进到你的生命里头。And
may His glory enter into your life.
所以你们在这的时候，其实有的时候你可以互相看看。So
the brothers and sisters, you can observe around.
特别是跟你每天生活在一起的时候,
especially those people who live with you,
是不是他的脸上就变化?
whether there's any change on their faces,
是不是这些话语真的是进到你对方的生命里头?
whether those words truly enter into their life,
他的脸皮就开始发光。
and their face will shine.
可以互相直接看一下，看是不是这样。
So let's look around.
我要提醒大家的时候，神的话语，如果是真的神的话语出来的时候，那些荣耀就会进到你的生命里头。And
I want to remind brothers and sisters again, when the true words come out of the Lord, will go into your heart.
说明他在专心听呢。Hence,
that means the people is listening really carefully.
如果他脸发黑,
if their face darkens,
说明他在想其他的事情，
Which means they are thinking other things.
很多烦心的事情。
Some things
所以
bothers them.
我们互相都有责任为他们祷告。
So we have the responsibility to pray for them.
所以我们在主日敬拜的时候，就要全心的为对方祷告。
So every Sunday we need to pray for those brothers and sisters.
所有这些神的话语进去的时候，没有被浪费。
So when the words comes into their heart, it's not wasted.
另外还讲到摩西，他说他这一次进会幕的时候，脸上发光。一直发光到下次进去的时候，
And also in the Bible it says the glory on Moses' face lasts a long time until next encounter.
所以我为所有的这位各位能够发光到下个主日再来听正道的时候，
So I wish everyone will have your face shine till next Sunday when
下
we're
个主日
here.
是乃培弟兄为我们正道，
So next Sunday will be Brother Nai Pei preach for us.
所以我们来的时候我们做个见证。
So I'll be here to testify.
好的，那我们就讲了那么多旧约的事情，说这些吃穿都不是很重要。那我们来看看什么是重要的吃喝。
So talk a lot about in the Old Testament. We are going to talk what is more important.
那这个是记载在后，这些经文的19节的后半部分。
And this is recorded in the verses 19.
那哥罗西教会就跟现代的教会很像。
So the churches in Colossae is very similar to the churches nowadays.
所以他当时面临最大的一个挑战，就是一些假教师进来。
The biggest challenge that the Colossae church faces was the false teacher.
那在今天的教会里面，
In today's churches,
假教师其实很多。
there are plenty of false teachers.
那恩典堂有没有？
Do you think we have any here?
有，
Yes, we have.
这里就站了一个，
I'm one of them.
就是你看看保罗对假教师的一个定义。
So let's see how Paul defines a false teacher.
就当我们的教导就是不持定主耶稣基督的时候，就是假教师。
So when we are not hold fast to the Lord, that means it's false teaching.
所以我每次来祷告的时候，我真的是祷告，神责备我。如果我没有在讲主耶稣基督的时候，叫我闭嘴。
So I pray every time when I preach here, to let Lord let me close my mouth if the words is not truly from Him.
就不制定元素的一个教师，就像一个没有头的苍蝇一样。
So the false teacher is just like the fly without a head,
那动作是很大的，
making a lot of noises,
但实际上没有什么生命。
but lacking life.
那我要跟大家分享的是，一个是我们要学的功课，就是吃主喝主的一个功课。
So one thing I want to share with here today is we need to eat and drink from our Lord.
就无论是个人也好，还是整个教会也还好，都要长进。
Regardless, it's the individual of a church.
那长进的其中一个关键特点就是持守元首基督耶稣。
It's very important to hold fast to our Lord.
那我们再来思考一下，什么叫吃主喝主？
I think what does really mean eat and drink from Lord.
那吃主喝主就是吃喝主耶稣的这个生命的这个血液。和力量的一些肉体，
It means consuming of the flesh of Jesus Christ, but his blood life and strengths.
那我们就说吃主耶稣的生命的时候，那主耶稣的生命到底表现在哪些方面呢？
So in what aspects does this mean?
那我能看见的，主耶稣真的是爱教会。
And what I can see is that the Lord of the Lord truly loves our church.
那主耶稣也爱我们这个教会。
Of a great Chinese church.
那你可以这样讲，他为了这个恩典堂，
And he for our church,
他献上自己的生命。
he gave his life.
那弟兄姐妹们，当初这个主，当初你，每次我想到主耶稣为我摆上的时候，我心里就很扎心。
So I feel really sad when the Lord just prepare everything for me.
就主耶稣进到我生命来里面的时候，但是我的生命又没有活出来。
He died for me and comes into my life, but I didn't live for him.
表现出的原因就是我爱教会的那个心就不是那么真诚。
It just shows that I'm not that sincere when I came here to love of church.
那主耶稣真的是关爱这个教会。
And our Lord really loves and cares of our church.
如果主耶稣的生命在我里面沸腾的时候，我要为这个教会会沸腾。
When his life inside me and
那我就希望你这现在看一下你的周围，
So
你的弟兄姐妹。
I really encourage the brothers and sisters to just look around.
我要你今天能够定下心意，真的是爱他们。
I would like to urge you to love our brothers and sisters around you
要全心全意的去爱他们，
without holding anything.
原谅他们各种各样的过犯。
And forgive there any innocent.
就是礼拜五我们查经的时候，于牧师给我们证道的时候，就讲到一个数字。
So during Friday Bible study, Pastor Wu Yu, oh, Pastor Yu shared something with us.
他说，一个教会如果是一个新来的一个人，他如果愿意留下来的话，有其中有几个条件。
If this new friend come to our church and decide to stay with us, there are some conditions.
其中有一条很打动我的心。
There's one really touched my heart.
他说，一个人如果他能在这边找到4到8个朋友的话，
If the person who can find or make friends with 4 to 8 people,
他就会留下来。
and they will choose to stay,
他就把这个当做他们的家。
they will treat the church as their home.
所以我希望你成为他们其中4个到8个之中的一个人。
So I want to be one of those 4 to 8 people.
那主不仅仅爱教会，他也爱这个世界。
Our Lord does not only love the church, but also our world.
他说：“主爱神，爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，可以得永生。
Yeah, the Lord loves humanity. Lord loves the world so much that he gave his only son.
”啊，你要记得，我们还跟神是仇敌的时候，主就爱我们。
So he loves us when we were even enemies.
那这个世界的人就背叛他，
The world betrayed him,
否定他，
denied him,
那钉他十字架。
crucified him,
但主耶稣还是爱我们。
but Jesus still loves us.
那弟兄姐妹，我们中间，我们这个教会很特别，我们有很多的配偶和家人都还没有信主。
And brothers and sisters, there are still relatives and friends of us who have not yet believed in Jesus.
甚至有的人是恨我们的，
And some even that dislike us.
但是为了主的缘故，我们去爱他们。
For the sake of the Lord, we should love them.
我们尽各样的方法要把福音传给他们，
Using all kinds of methods to share the gospel with them.
要把主耶稣介绍给他
Introduce them to Jesus
们。那这
Christ.
就是我理解的吃主喝主。
This is my understanding of eat and drink the Lord.
就我们跟哥罗西教会那个时候是一样，我们生活在这个新约的这个时代。
Like the believers in the Church of Cleansing,
那主耶稣已经复活了，
we also live in the era of the New Testament, and
而
where
且
the Lord
他已
just
经得
already
胜。
resurrected,
他已经得胜。
and he also overcame.
所以，如果今天你来到一个教会的时候，
So if today you come here to the church,
又相信你有疲惫，
if you feel tired,
又沮丧，
Defeated.
又失败了，我们邀请你来就近主耶稣基督，
Discouraged, defeated, we invite you to come before the Lord.
就是看看我们后面的这个十字架。
Just look at the cross behind me.
那这个十字架上有什么特点？
What's down there?
上面没有主耶稣基督。
Jesus is not there.
这是提醒我们的主耶稣已经得胜了。
This is just to remind us of Jesus has already triumphed.
所以有的时候我不太喜欢天主教的那个十字架，那个主耶稣还挂在上面。
So I don't like the
Catholic，
Catherine, they have the Lord hung on the cross.
就主耶稣他已经得胜了，所以呢，他应许我们，他已经赐给我们所足够的信心。
Our Lord has already triumphed, and He has promised us.
他说他的爱就不能跟我们隔绝。
His love is unfailing love.
而且是我们的盼望是永恒不变的。
And His promise is eternal hope.
那想到这些的时候，我心里就快乐起来。
Every time when I think about this, I'm a fill of joy.
要是不是因为我经常跑掉的话，我就要唱了。
I'll probably sing if I don't run.
那我相信啊，我们现在快到中饭的时间，我讲吃喝的东西涨得太多了，大家会不舒服。
It's almost lunchtime. I've talked a lot about eat and drink.
因为我们能够来到神的面前，其中有一个很关键的东西，是因为我们身上披戴的主耶稣基督。圣经不止一次的就告诉我们，我们是他的门徒。
We are able to come before the Lord because we clothed Him.
圣经不止一次的就告诉我们，一定要穿上主耶稣。
Bible has told us multiple times that we need to clothe Jesus.
这里面有很多有趣的属灵的意义在里面。
There are many interesting spiritual meaning on this.
那这些真理大家都已经明白。
I believe everybody has already understand this.
那我就列出来，我至少我能看到四五点。
So I'll list what I have found.
那第一，首先我们要让主耶稣来做我们的首头。
So first of all and foremost, we need to let Jesus to be the head.
我们做什么决定的时候，让主耶稣来做头。
We need to look upon Jesus and let Him decide.
那第二个呢，就在我们各个生活的方面，无论是个人家庭还是生活方面，我们
And
要有一个合一的身体。
secondly, regarding church, family, or individual life, we need to have a unified life.
你说整个肉体都来靠主。
We need to rely on the Lord wholly.
那不能是去烧烤的烤主
We cannot grilling the Lord,
，OK？real 的，也不能
grilling.
去经常去拷问主为什么这样。
And we cannot just keep asking the Lord.
那第三个方面，我们就是各个肢体要互相间联络。
And thirdly, the members, we need to work together.
那美国是一个讲究球队的一个精神的一个国家。
And America, we talk a lot about the teamwork.
像那个棒球队，
Just like a baseball team.
那中国有一个这个就是麻将桌，这个不是我们想要的。
And in China, back in China, we have the game called the Mahjong. That's not what we want.
那第四个就是我们要不要去为肉体刻意的安排？
And the fourth one is that we should not cater to the desire of flesh.
呀，保罗在这边提醒我们，他说我们不要放纵私欲。
Paul reminds us that we should not cater to the desire of the flesh.
就放纵意思就是你没有限制。
It means we are not controlling ourselves.
那相反，我们要经常去思考天上的事情。
And on the contrary, we need to think about what's in the heaven.
那操练让圣灵来充满我们的生活。
And let the Spirit fill in our life.
Yeah, 这就是我们刚才诗歌唱的充满。
And that's what we just sang.
那弟兄姐妹们，这些话语听起来好像蛮抽象。
So, brothers and sisters, this spiritual words sounds like abstract.
那都不像生活的其他问题那么样实际。
It's not as practical as our daily life.
但是保罗讲了这些，我们现在能看得见的，只是暂时的。
But as Paul just pointed out, what we can see is very momentarily.
在基督耶稣里才是真实的。
It's real when we are in Christ.
那我们一起来复习这一节经文。
Let's read these verses.
他说：“饮食或者节期、月数和安息日，这些都是后世的一个影儿。
What they eat or drink, a religious festival, a new moon celebration or Sabbath day, a shadow of the things that were to come.
”那形体却是基督。
The reality, however, is found in Christ.
也提醒我们不要因着一些虚假的一个谦虚或者天使的一些荣耀，夺去我们应该得的这个奖赏。
Yes, it reminds us false humility and angel worship disqualify us.
那我们在做的时候，我们要持定元首。
And when we do our things, we need to connect with the head
那全身就去靠他。
and rely on Him.
那荆棘就联络起来，
And all everything will be connected.
那就得到长进。
And we grow.
那我们一起来做一个祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的主耶稣，
Dear Lord Jesus,
谢谢你把我们放在这个世界，
thank you for playing us in this world,
那聚集在这样一个教会，
gathering us in this church,
你用一些饥饿和困苦提醒我们，
and reminding us in hunger and hardship,
只有在你里面，我们才可以得到永恒的满足。
that the true satisfaction can only be found in you.
主耶稣，求你再一次激励我们，
Lord Jesus, please inspire us once again.
有渴慕你生命的一个心思意念，
Instill in us a longing for your life.
在日常生活中，我们能活出你的圣洁来。
And help us live out your holiness in our daily lives.
愿一切荣耀都归给你。
May all the glory be to you.
啊，耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.